This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
We do have Camille Trail in the building.
We do.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
So early too.
It is very early.
Are you a morning person?
I feel like I'm making the transition into becoming a morning person.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm still not completely there yet though.
Still caffeine needed.
Yeah.
It's fun. I just read something and it's like decaf coffee's like a hairless cat. They exist, but it doesn't make it right.
Hairless cats are... I'm not a cat person.
You're not a cat person in general.
No, I'm not. I had a bad experience when I was younger.
Cat
scratched my face, yeah.
Oh.
It's never been the same.
That would scar a child.
Well, it did scar. No, joking. It didn't scar. Camille, all the way from Rock Vegas, how was the trip? Have you been on a plane in a while?
It's been ages since I've been on a plane. I was like, oh, COVID, planes, keep away from me.
It is a bit odd. I went to Gladstone a couple of weeks ago, and this was before COVID hit again. Well, before it hit, it's always been here, before we panicked.
Re-announced itself to the world.
Before we panicked, and it was a little bit like that, like wearing, did you have to wear a mask? On the plane?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty claustrophobic as it is already.
Yeah.
So, like, being on a flight and having a mask on, I'm like,
I found on the way, when I went to Airlie, I found on the way there I was all right.
Mm.
But on the way back, I just felt like I couldn't breathe. I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Need to eat something so I can take this mask off.
And you're saying everyone's spread out on the flight too?
Yeah, it was like one per row, so everyone was all spread out. And then it was at night time, and I'm kind of okay with flying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really love it, but I don't like it at night time because I'm like, I don't know where is up, left or right.
Yeah.
And then with a mask on, I was like,
ugh. See, my biggest thing is when I get on a flight, I just go to sleep. I just got to go to sleep. Close my eyes and put some of my headphones in and just pass out because if we go down, then I won't know about it.
Hope
that's,
you don't wake up.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I've actually got
She's
on.
Still got to go back, Gerald. Don't scare her too much.
Yeah. When are you going back first?
Early tomorrow morning.
Oh,
early tomorrow
6
morning.
Quick trip. Flight.
So quick in trip. Last night, in here for a little bit today, doing some stuff today and back out. Back to God's country.
Yeah.
Up in Rock Vegas.
Something like that.
Now, tell us what life has been like for you over the last little while.
I feel like it's been pretty chill, actually. Mm-hmm. With COVID, obviously, all the gigs have kind of stopped. And it was kind of nice. I felt a lot of pressure at the start to be really creative and use the time to be, like, songwriting all the time.
Yeah.
But then it was kind of nice. I just did nothing for, like, 3-4 months. And I just didn't touch the guitar. And I was like, it was kind of nice because it kind of made me more inspired again to pick it up. And then I was just like, I'm just going to have a break.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
I don't know how to play any instruments apart from the triangle and harmonica. But is it like riding a bike guitar? Like do you lose it a little bit or do you just pick it back up and you're sweet again?
Well, I'm not too great at guitar to start with. I'm still learning. But I feel like you might just pick it up. I feel like the first, I don't know, like 5 minutes, you're probably a bit gumby and then it kind of just...
Gumby?
Yeah. Up again.
I feel like that comes with it. Now, you've got a new song out with Brad Butcher. We're super excited, actually. We love Brad and we love you. And tell us where
How
this one
aspire?
Came from.
Yeah, where did it come from?
Yeah, so this one is actually the first song that I released that I didn't write myself, which was really weird. I was like, it feels like I'm kind of cheating here.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was written by Shay Nicholson and Matt Benbrook in London. And manager, so cool.
That is, it's rad.
And my manager, Graham, we were talking about singles to do and he's like, hey, there's a song that Shane wrote that I reckon would be really good. So I had to listen to it and I was like, yeah, I like it. Let's do it.
That's mind-blowing that all the way from over there a song, even just from them, can come over here and you be singing it.
Yeah, so cool. And I was talking to one of the writers over there from London. I was like, hey, thanks for letting me
record your song.
Nice to meet you.
So
I was going to take this a minute.
You've never met them before, obviously, in person.
No.
Zoom? Anything like that?
No.
Wow.
I was like, I should send a message to these other writers and be like, hey, thanks.
Cheers.
That is so mind-blowing. That's how it happens.
So cool.
It is rad. It is rad. Yeah. Well, look, let's have a listen to it. We're going to come back and we'll have a bit more of a chat, and then you're going to play a song for us. But we'll have a listen to it now. Holding Pattern here. The Brick Show. Camille Trail and Brad Butcher, Holding Pattern. Nice song. Beautiful.
Thank
great
you.
Song. Great song.
There you go. You can play it. There's another one for you to play.
I know.
To the death.
Yeah. Yeah.
At home. So, give Ash something different to listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. I actually like listening to your little history song, which because it's so calm. Like, it's actually calming for me. And I, in the morning when I make breakfast, and my son loves it as well. Like, I put him on my, what do you call them things? The Baby Bjorn thing. Like, you can put him, slip him in. No, no one.
I don't know what's called.
You girls don't have children,
like,
so it's understandable that you wouldn't know what it is.
Like, baby
it's like a backpack, but you put it on for the front.
Oh,
and they sit on
those things.
Yeah, those things. So I put him on that, and we play a lot of music, and that's one of them.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I saw one of your things where you were pouring tea.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So I drink. When I, on the weekends more, like I've got a certain playlist that I have that's relaxing music. I drink my tea on, I know it sounds really awesome. It sounds like I'm super old. I'm
only 30. Suddenly he's an old grandma.
I'm only 31, but.
Is that what you do on Saturdays? You occasionally post a picture of the boys so it looks like you're actually doing something, but really you're sitting out the back drinking tea.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't mind my tea. I mean, it's enjoyable.
I love tea.
Yeah.
Tea's good.
I love tea too, but this is hilarious.
And my teacup that I bought is amazing. You seen the teapots on it?
It's actually a fancy.
It's very fancy.
One day you're going out clubbing with your friends, the next you're getting excited about teapots.
Yeah, just a disclaimer for all you 25-year-olds out there, it's coming. It's coming fast, unfortunately. We're going to get you to sing a song for us, but we'll come back. We'll give you time to get ready, and we'll be right back. Tariana Olive, JYY, and Camille Trails in the building as well, and she is going to sing us a song. Very excited about this one. Show a little snippet then. I already know the song. People know how I feel about it now because I can't shut up. verbal diarrhea.
Rambling.
Verbal diarrhea. We'll let you take it over. If you want to introduce a song that you're playing as well.
Yeah. So this is my second latest, I suppose, single, and it's called Little History.
And I'm going to drink that bottle over there. Sinking it down, oh, I ain't got a care. We don't need that kind of negativity. When they say it's too early, get a little sleep. Cause we don't have to worry till the sun comes up.
That is so cool. Sounds man, you're very, very good live.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very good live. I don't know what you were worried about at all. You shouldn't have been. Camille, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
And coming in and I'd put a big smile on my face today. Very, very happy.
He's
you got that? You
now. Got
that
I
too?
I got that.
Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you very much. But we really appreciate you coming in, honestly. It's a big... It's a long way from Rock Vegas.
Yeah.
It's really nice to chat with you guys. Yeah. Face to face too.
Thank you.
Yes,
you
yes. And hopefully we'll be able to, come and see you somewhere soon live. And yeah.
You're also playing at Savannah in the Round very shortly.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Tell us all of the things about that.
So I played there last year and that was really nice because I was actually supposed to be filling in for the Buckleys because they weren't going to make it. And then the Buckleys were able to make it and they were like, oh, okay, like we'll just still keep you on. So then it's really nice now that they're like, oh, we'll just, you can just be a regular for every year. So
good.
It's so That's nice. Awesome. It's like a little Savannah family.
That's great.
Well, like I said, thank you so much for coming in again. We hope you, go bigger and better like you are. You get heaps better. We thank you for making the music you do.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
We will be back after 8 o'clock.
After the news.
Bit of sport, Gerald.
Yes.
You're angry.
Yeah. We'll talk about sport.
He's a bit infuriated.
Oh, a little bit. A little bit. A little bit angry, but we'll talk about sport. But thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.